WNRN is supported by SevillePodcast.com and by Songs, Inc. Videos from this interview are available at youtube.com/WNRN Radio.
We are happy to have some live music for you this morning from Barefoot. Good morning, folks.
Good morning.
Glad to have you here this morning. I was kind of intrigued, and someone was wearing a sweatshirt earlier from Alaska, that the original incarnation of this group was a group of camp counselors who got together to represent the camp at a, what was it, a talent contest?
Basically, my mom, Belle Mickelson, had done these music camps in Cordova, Alaska, where I'm from, and the rest of the original band members were from the Anchorage area. And after a few years of doing the camp, she was like, well, I want to show other people about how great these music camps are, but rather than telling about it myself, I'm going to put together a group of kids that have been to the camp and just let their music speak for itself in terms of, you know, what you can learn after you go to kids' music camp. And that was 10 years ago, and none of us would have ever expected that we would be playing music now, so it's a great surprise for all of us.
Well, it's a cool story, actually, I think. So tell us a little about this music camp that brought you all together.
Basically, we learned the different bluegrass and old-time instruments, and then you would get in a little band and perform at the end of the music camp for all the parents and other students and anybody that would come. And we had all, you know, kind of known each other through the camps. Yeah, I mean, it was a great opportunity to learn how to play this kind of acoustic roots music.
So I think that probably most of us here in Virginia wouldn't know that folks were studying bluegrass in Alaska, but it's nice to know. Do you have a lot of folks come through and play live there in Alaska?
It's not exactly the live music capital of the world.
Well, I guess I know, but, you know, a lot of people do make the effort to get up there. Matter of fact, I know that a guy who's now local here, Alice Paul, talks about going to a particular club, I think in Anchorage, and made a song about it as well.
There's definitely, like, a growth in Alaska in the more recent, like, 5 or 10 years. There's been a big growth in live music, which is really cool. There's, you know, a lot of little clubs that are upstarting and, you know, big PAC center, and it's growing, which is nice.
But I imagine it's a lot of traveling for you all to be away from Alaska. Once you get on the road, you probably stay on the road for a long time.
And that's generally how it works, yes.
Okay. We've got Barefoot in the WNRN studios. Their most recent album, called Doors and Windows, is out on the Compass record label. And they're opening tonight for Solas at the Southern. We're going to have some tickets for that show a little bit later on. How about a live tune for us?
Sure. We'll play one off Doors and Windows. It's called Oh My Love. Oh My Love. Can't you see? There's no fear past the meadow in my eyes of green. Take my hand and walk beside. I ain't no Casanova, just the burn inside. I can't help what I'm feeling inside when it feels so right when you kiss me goodnight. I will take you to the sea, wash away a part of me. It's been so lonely all these years. I've got a friend, it ain't no it's been telling, it keeps making me cry. Oh my love, follow me. See the love past the meadow in my eyes of green. When it feels so right when you kiss me goodnight. I will take you to the sea and wash away a part of me. It's been so lonely, but I'm alive. In my cage, say goodbye. Now tell me a story about a deep. Wash away a part of me. It's been so lonely, but I'm alive.
WNRN's Bluegrass Sunday Morning with Barefoot live in the WNRN studios. They're playing tonight, opening for Solas at the brand new Southern Cafe and Music Hall in the old Gravity Lounge space. And glad to have them here in the WNRN studios this morning. It's kind of interesting to me, as someone who listens to a lot of music and then reads the reviews later, that a lot of the reviews of this record focus on the Beatles cover that you have on this album. But frankly, the cover that drew me in and I probably played the most was the John Hiatt cover, because I just always liked that song, and you guys do such a great version of it. But maybe you guys could talk a little bit about kind of the way you choose songs. I mean, obviously some of them are written by you all and some of them are covers. Who wants to speak to that this morning?
Well, we definitely try to do as many originally tunes as we can, but you know, it's great to throw in a few tunes that people recognize or songwriters that people recognize. And we love the Beatles and John Hiatt. They're great songwriters and bands and everything, so
we get material from all over too. We find it ourselves, or our producer came up with a few tunes, and our booking agent actually had the idea of the Beatles tune and Friends, and doesn't matter who, as long as the material is good.
Well, it was interesting, though, but the press release that Compass did focused on the Beatles track, and then, of course, kind of the reviews followed suit, which is right. One of the reasons that I don't like to read review until I have to, because I always think of things a little differently. I also... one of the traditional tunes that you cover is the single girl, married girl song, which so many people do, but I think is worthy repeating as often as possible. It's a great song. My kids who did Irish music do the version that comes from Ireland as well, because I love a pair. Different melody, but obviously same sentiment. Are you looking for traditional tunes of a particular thing? Did a particular version of that song catch your ear and you decide you wanted to do it?
I think that was Kate. She's she kind of
a bass player.
She grew up loving old time music. Her family, everybody loves old time music in her life. And Single Girl is a traditional tune, and she
well,
just always
all relate to.
Yes. Well, none of us are married.
Levon Helm, on one of his most recent albums, not the most recent, but the album before, Dirt Farmer, did a great version of Single Girl, and it just is one that just seems to come up over and over again.
I was going to say, I really loved hearing his version of that when it came out. I actually was listening to NPR, and they were interviewing him, and they played a track, and I was like, oh, that's so cool. He did a really good job of it.
Yeah, he did. Well, he does a good job, period, so it's nice here.
Yeah.
Barefoot in the WNRN studios this morning. Another tune for us? What would you like to do next?
Yeah, we're going to do a song that was written by a good friend of ours, Annalisa Tornfelt. This is one called Caroline.
Caroline, she's so sweet. She's got wings upon her feet. Caroline, come and dance with me. I don't mind if others see.
Carolina to walk his tall. She won't dance with me at all. Caroline's got a walking shoe. She don't need no wings to use. Carolina, don't dance with me. She won't dance with me at all.
Come on, Caroline. Whoa, Caroline. Mm-hmm. Come on, Caroline. Mm-hmm, Caroline. Hey, Caroline. Whoa, whoa. Caroline, come and dance with me. I don't mind if others see. Caroline, don't dance no more. Found her lying on the floor. Caroline's got wings to use. She don't need no dancing shoes. Caroline, don't dance no more. Found her lying on the floor. Caroline's got wings to use. She don't need no dancing shoes.
Barefoot, live in the W. Anne Arendt Studios. Well, I neglected to ask you all to introduce yourselves. We had a lot of conversation with everyone, but would someone like to say who's playing here this morning?
Yeah, howdy out there in Radio Land. This is Jason Norris. I'm the mandolin player.
And this is Mike Mickelson on the guitar, and I'm from Cordova, Alaska.
Hi, I'm Kate, playing the bass.
I'm Odessa Jorgensen, singing and playing fiddle.
And I'm Angela Odine on fiddle and vocals.
This is Barefoot in the W. Anne Arendt Studios this morning. Their most recent album, Doors and Windows, out on the Compass record label. This was kind of a change for you all. I actually found one of your albums you had kind of pre-Compass records that I listened to, which, again, you had the same combination of original tunes and traditional and then some covers of albums before. But tell us a little bit about, you know, finding your way to Compass. How did that all happen? Who wants to talk about that?
Well, basically, we had kind of talked to Compass a little bit when we played Merlefest last year. We were in the process of doing some transition in the band, and I left on tour in October. I wasn't really sure who was going to be in the band, what our lineup was going to be. I wasn't sure when I was coming back, and I didn't know if we were going to have a record label. And 2 months later, we had this CD recorded, and Odessa was our new lead singer. So it was a lot that happened in a short amount of time, and we're really excited about how it turned out.
And Odessa used to sing and play with the Biscuit Burners, which we're familiar with.
Yeah.
Well, that's good. Well, I'm glad you found a home here with these fine folks. One more tune for us this morning. What are you going to play?
We're actually not going to play our instruments for this last one. We're going to use our not-so-warmed-up vocal cords this morning. But we're going to play a tune off of the record.
This one's called In the Kitchen. It's when the whole band wrote together.
If you want to see my recipe,
come on,
make it
good in the kitchen.
Come on,
make it
good in the kitchen.
Come on, make it
good in the kitchen.
Come on, and get ready to eat.
I've been working all day,
cooking,
saving away,
sweating,
trying to make the gravy
the most natural way.
Doobie 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 doobie
doobie
doobie doobie doobie
doobie doobie doobie doobie.
You wanna see my recipe?
Come on, make it
good in the kitchen.
Make it
good in the kitchen.
Come on, make it
good in the kitchen.
Come on, and get ready to eat.
And if you wanna see my recipe?
Come on, make it
good in the kitchen.
Make it
good in the kitchen.
Come on, make it
good in the kitchen.
Come on, make it ready to eat.
South Louisiana,
Cajun,
North Carolina,
Brian.
I'll bring the biscuits,
you make jambalaya.
Doobie doobie
doo,
doobie doobie doo, doobie doobie doo,
doobie doobie doo.
And if you wanna see my recipe,
come on, make it
good in the kitchen. Good in the kitchen,
make it
good in the kitchen.
And get ready to eat.
And if you wanna see my recipe,
come on, make it
good in the kitchen.
Good
in the kitchen.
Make it
good in the kitchen.
And get ready to eat.
WNRN, Barefoot Live in the WNRN studios. They're playing live tonight, opening for Solas at the Southern Cafe and Music Hall right here in Charlottesville. WNRN is presenting this show, and actually, it's our first presentation at the Southern, so we're glad to have the Barefoot here in studios this morning. Well, thanks so much for making the effort to drive from, where were you last night, in Annapolis or somewhere in Maryland? And drive all the way down here to play live on the radio this morning. I really do appreciate
the
effort.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah, thanks, Anne. We appreciate it.